Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We missed a few tackles here and there, and they're able to wear our defense down a little bit. They have a big offensive line, physical offensive line. Witten's as good a blocking tight end there is in the NFL history. They wore us down a little bit, and Alfred ran hard.
Alfred Morris, at least it was him, decimating the Redskins' defense last night. Grant and Danny on the Fan, that was Jay Gruden. Welcome back in. You just heard I will be at Jewelry by Designs in Woodbridge, so if you'd like to come yell at me tonight, you can do that. I'll be right off. I-95.
Don't go yell at Grant. It's a nice thing that's happening tonight.
It's a great thing. It's going to be a blast. I'm excited. And for those of you who do like the show and do want to come hang out and chat, we will have food. We will have buffalo wings, I've been told. There will be some games to be played. And if you're in the market for an engagement ring or any kind of jewelry for a loved one this holiday season, the deals are going to be outrageous. So jump out of traffic on 95 as you head south or north, right off the Woodbridge, near the Potomac Mills area, actually. And you're going to be able to get yourself some cool jewelry tonight with some of those deals. But I will be there this evening. 800-636-1067 is the number. That's 800-636-1067. My mom texted me. She said I sounded down. So that's good.
Your mom's the best.
She also called me this morning and told me not to argue with anyone. She said, don't be mean. I said, okay, I'll just try to do 4 hours of radio without getting in any arguments. So that'll work. My fiance just texted me and said, she's in Dallas, by the way. She loves the Redskins so much. She flew to Dallas for the game. I'm sure that was money well spent.
Mm.
She said, hey, Bob. I said, hello, Robert. She said, how are you? I said, everyone hates me, but mostly okay. So today is going well.
That's where we're at, 11:34, everybody.
We are just chopping wood here, folks.
Yeah.
Jason's in La Plata. Hello, Jason.
Hey,
how
Jason.
Are you?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Got it.
You bet.
Hey, so I think that the end result is where we got beat up lies within the offensive line.
Yeah.
Week one of this season, the only question mark that we had on the offensive line, I believe, was at left guard. Would Lavelle live up to the expectations and let us succeed? And what happened last night is with Nsekhe at left guard, then Moses going down with his 15th ankle injury and taken off in a cart, being shifted over to the right tackle, and then Bergstrom, our third string tackle, who now turned into our third string center, going up against the NFL sack leader and Lawrence with 13 and a half sacks and a monster in Irving. I think that's exactly where the problems lied. As soon as the ball was snapped, you would see like Cousins in distress and not being able to accomplish anything.
100%. That to me is where the game was lost.
I have no prize to give Jason, but just a reasonable, well thought out call.
Because, and it's twofold. One, whenever you did get it blocked up, they were covering with seven and nobody was open. There's no downfield option to me for most of the night. The two big plays that happened in the passing game, one was a scramble around where who knows if Cousins is even throwing it to Crowder. I probably should have asked him that if he was trying to throw it to somebody else.
You could see angle from behind, he basically, Crowder came free at the end. He threw it right to his chest. I think he was.
Yeah, so that's what it looked to me like, but whatever. Point is, that's the big play, and then a busted coverage when Ryan Grant was open. And I guess a jump ball in the Josh Doctson in the end zone. But it's not like guys are running free in the secondary when they're covering with seven. If you can get home with four, you win Super Bowls. Ask the New York Giants that. Ask the Carolina Panthers that when they get to the Super Bowl. They rush with four and cover with everybody else. If you can do that consistently, you get to keep playing for a long, 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 long time. And the Redskins let them do that last night. To me, this was lost in the trenches, both offensive line and defensive line. And that's where the concern is. Offensive line, on paper, when everyone's healthy, they're not bad. In fact, I would even say they're pretty good, but nobody's healthy. Nobody is.
When their offensive line is fully healthy on a 1 to 10 scale, I'd probably give it a 7.
That's right. I
think
it's
pretty good. I'm with you. Their defensive line is better this year. It's probably a 6, maybe 5.5 at worst. But without Allen and Ioannidis watered down and the attrition of the season and A.J. Francis getting a ton of run, no disrespect to A.J. Francis. I love the guy as a dude. I worked with him at NBC Sports Washington on TV 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden he's getting 35 snaps as a Redskin.
He made some tackles last night too.
He did. He was in the backfield a couple times. My point is that they're just in a bad way. And you're playing a good offensive line that just beat you to a pulp. Nick in Winchester, what's up?
Hey, guys. How do you even do it like today? These idiots that have called in, and they deserve Bruce. They deserve Dan. they deserve all the gold pants.
And all gold uniforms.
I love that zing.
all gold. And the fact that they can't remember that we were a team hoping to win five games, not even that long ago, that I sat through the Colt McCoy home shutout loss. I was at the stadium. I just wanted a field goal. I wanted to hear the song. And we couldn't even do that.
I wanted to hear the song is the funniest thing anyone said to
me. I love it, Nick.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. We're not heroes. I was a government contractor. The worst day here, which is a day like today,
oh, hell yeah,
is a million times
this is
better.
The best.
It's a million. I mean, I'm not kidding you. The number is, the factor is a million. The best day I ever had as a government contractor is a million times worse than 100%. A day like today.
This is not a real job. Now, I will say there are days where this does feel like work or where you dread it a little bit.
Yeah,
and this
we're
is one of those
today.
Days. Today, you Boo-hoo punch us. The time card for a few hours. But guess what? We get a lot of days where we come in here and sit next to our friend and just talk about dumb stuff, and it's a lot of fun.
We could double guns it and like get mad at Grant about pie. Like that. Oh, wow. What adversity we're fighting
through. Yeah, we are really doing the Lord's work.
We're not coal miners down in the mine for 35 years with black lung. All right.
Is it annoying? Yeah, this is an annoying day. Guess what? We're pretty lucky to be having an annoying day at work.
No question.
Let's go to Brandon in Forestville. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, dude?
You bet.
I just want to take the time to stand up for Kirk Cousins just a little bit. I know a lot of people are tired of him and the whole salary situation, but, you know, he's handled this entire situation with nothing but professionalism and respect. I respect him as a man and as a football player. He didn't put himself in this situation, and a lot of people are saying, oh, he turns the ball over. We don't want to do this. We don't want to pay him. But he's played with 22 different line combinations with no primary receiver, with no tight end, no Jordan Reed like we thought, no running game. And, you know, he's still giving us he gave us the opportunity, even though we didn't run the table, we still had a little bit of glimpse of hope to make the playoffs. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So a lot of callers calling in saying, oh, we shouldn't pay him, give him 15, 20 million. Josh Norman's making 20 million, man. Is he really going to take 20 million? Let's be realistic about this. Just because people play Madden and on rookie mode and they're winning championships left and right, they think they understand football. It's crazy to me. It's crazy. Show the man some respect. You know what I mean? It's you can't call and talk bad about a man who's given this organization nothing but his best every single game and some days without anything to look forward to. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Thanks, well, Brandon. Let's go to Brian in Austin. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, Brian.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
Hey, so I guess most of my comments kind of pile on with the last caller said regarding the offensive line. I think that's the difference, really, between our success. We've hung with the better class of the NFC regarding New Orleans and Minnesota. I think we're capable of producing good football. And as you saw last night, you know, failed drives that turned into punt returns and not being able to establish a running game, just two or three solid offensive linemen, I think, is really the difference maker. And it keeps our defense on the field less. Just when we steamrolled Oakland, when we were healthy, that's the difference. I think all our offseason attention really needs to go on the offensive line. And that's about it, guys.
Thank you, dude.
Thanks,
appreciate
bro.
That.
Appreciate you.
I mean, ultimately, I know people are so frustrated, and the easiest thing to blame are the guys at the top. But this is a systemic, huge problem. I know I keep using that word systemic, but the fact is, it's not fair to ask what's being asked. It's not fair to say, hey, Josh Norman, you're the best defensive player we have. You've got to be incredible. That's not fair. It's not fair to ask that of somebody. It's not fair to say, hey, everyone on offense is hurt or just at home watching in sweatpants or holding a clipboard. Kirk, I know you're pretty good, but you've got to be you have to be flawless. We could sit there and go, he took that sack that time. Quarterbacks take sacks constantly in the league. It's a normal thing to have happen.
Right.
But because he's got to be so picture perfect, every single drop back, everything is on the line for him, partly, again, because the organization doesn't have foresight. But the other part is there's nothing around him. It's crumbled around him. The house is crumbled, and he's standing there trying to save everybody, like Jose Canseco on the episode of The Simpsons where he ran into the house fire. It's nuts, and the expectation is unrealistic that everything has to be perfect, and it can't be.
The Redskins were favored last night, Danny.
Oh, yeah?
They were favored.
Sure they were.
On the road in Dallas, first time since 2004.
They handled prosperity great.
Six straight games as road favorites in Dallas. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.